Mizbeis. In the middle of Akasha. The Gemara had asked that it seems that we have here a double gzeira. Yaisi ben Yeezer ishreide, and Yaisi ben Yechan ishi ishalayim gozru tuma al eretz ha'amim bal klis chuches. And the same gzeira was nigzar 80 years before Chuben Habayis. They were also gozer on eretz ha'amim and on klis chuches. So the kasha was, why do you need these two gzeiras? So the Gemara answers as follows. Ela osu inhu gozer al gusha lisroif. This is the Gemara Tesvava Medbeis. Ela osu inhu gozer al gusha lisroif. Yaisi ben Yeezer. This was the first gzeira. They were gozer as follows. Agusha lisroif. If Trume will touch Afar Chutz Loretz, that means someone will bring in Trume into Chutz Loretz and it will touch the ground. So they were geyser, you have to burn the Trume. Va'avira v'loy klum. If the Trume is in the Avir of Chutz Loretz, it did not touch the ground, the offer of Chutz Loretz, but it entered the Avir of Chutz Loretz, v'loiklum, there was no gzeira whatsoever. For osu rabbonon de peishone, now the rabbonon later, 80 years before Chuben Habayis, gozur a'aviro litlois, they were moisif, they said that if a trume will enter the avir of Chutz Loretz, so your toilet, that means the trume, you're not permitted to eat, but you don't burn it. Let us see Rashi. Also, inhu, yaisi, v'yaisi, yaisi ben Yezer, and yaisi yisreida, and gozer agusha lisreif. They were gozer, truma hanoi gas, begusha ofer. If the truma will touch the afar, the earth of Chutz Loretz, and Rashi said before, the chash is, maybe there are kvarim there. That is the whole gzeire of Chutz Loretz. There were kvarim in Chutz Loretz, we don't know where they are. Sofik kvarim shalem, that's what Rashi says, Mishim sofik kvarim shalem, denochi metame b'mage uvemase, v'oyer l'rabonu. So anyway, there were gzeir, And the gusha offer, if the truma touches it, you burn it. Va'avire litlois, truma hanichneses ba'avira, truma that entered the avir of Chutz Loretz, ve'ein dovar mafsik bintayim, kigoin sheido prutzo mitachtel, that means the truma entered Chutz Loretz in a wagon, in a box. And the box was open from the bottom. There was an opening from the bottom, so when the trume is going in the box, the trume is mahil over afar chutz loretz. It is, so the din is this tumas oihel. So tumas oihel they were makel. Since it did not touch the earth of chutz loretz, it's only mahil over afar chutz loretz, so they were makel. In Lomdis it's difficult to understand this tumas oihel. This tumas mage, why did they split the hair? But al kaponim, since the whole thing is a darabonim, and we see the Yaisi ben Yeezer gufe made a chilik between aviroi and gushoi. Aviroi is seirfin, and gushoi is seirfin, and aviroi is toil legamri. So the chachomim, which were 80 years before Chuben Habayis, they added on a chumre on aviroi, that you are toilet, that you're not permitted to eat the trume if it was mahil over afar chutz la'oretz. Frag the Gemara. Lememre, so it comes out, let us see the Bach's Girse. De tchile chode gzerta havel esreife. So the way you are telling me now, the first gzeire, when they were geyser on chutz loretz, they were geyser, you burn the trume. That's what you told me. Yaisi bin Yezer was geyser, that if the trume touches chutz loretz, the offer of chutz loretz, you burn it. That's what you're telling me. But Omar Ilfe said as follows, Yodayim, the gzeira of Yodayim, tchilas gzeira som l'sreife. By Yodayim, when the first gzeira was on Yodayim, they were geyser right away, you have to burn the trumim. So we could be medayik from the Lashon of Ilfe, Yodayim hu the tchilas gzeira som l'sreife. By Yodayim, the tchilas gzeira is l'sreife. But the other gzeiris, they did not start off with sreife. The tchilas gzeira was toilin, loy oichlin v'loy soifrim. So how could you tell me that Yosi ben Yezer was geyser, that you should be soiref trume, that was noga be'afar chutz loretz? The first gzeira was not a gzeira on sreife. Ella, so the Gemara says, so we'll say differently. Also, inhu gozur agusha litlois va'avira v'loiklum. So we'll say as follows. Yosi ben Yezer said that if trume will touch the earth of chutz loretz, loy oichlin v'loy seifen. You're not permitted to eat the trume, but you don't burn it. Va'avira v'loiklum. And the avir, there wasn't any gzeira. This we remain like before. Now, the Rabbonon of 80 years before Chuban Habayis, Gozer Agusha Lisroif, they were Gozer, and the Gusha offer that if Truma touches it, you burn it, Va'avira Litlois, and on the Avir, you'll be Toiler. It's finished, so everything is good now. Frek the Gemore, no, there's something wrong over here. Va'akati be'usha gozo. So the Gemara is asking, what are you telling me? That 80 years before Chuban Habayis, there were geyser that if Trume will touch the earth of Chutz Loretz, you burn the Trume. That's what you're telling me. So the Gemara says, that's not true. The gzeire to burn Trume when it touches Afar Chutz Loretz was first made after Chuban Habayis in Usha. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows, Alvov Sveikais Surfin Esatrumem. There are six Sveikais that we burn Trumem. Now, let us skip over the six Sveikais just to understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. And one of the Sveikais are, Val Sofik Ofer Habo Mi Eretz Ha'amim. They were geyser and the offer habo mi eretz ha'amim, and that they were geyser in Usha that you burned the trumim. So it would seem till Usha there never was such a gzeire. So you're telling me that they were geyser this gzeire 80 years before the chulbim. And it seems from here they were geyser in Usha after the chulbim. So let us skip a few lines to get the teretz of the Gemara, to get the swing of the sugya. Elo, osa inu gozor agusha litlois. So now the Gemara says as follows. The first gzeira of Yaisi ben Yezer and Yaisi ish tsreida, that was a gzeira that if it touched the afar of chutz loretz, you're toiler. You're not permitted to eat it. Va'avira v'loy klum. And they were never geyser on the avir of chutz loretz. If it is mahil, if it is over, it is passing over the offer of chutz loretz, but it didn't touch it. So then they were never geyser anything. Va'osu rabbonim d'shmoinim shone, and the rabbonim d'shmoinim shone gozu idi v'idi litlois. They said an avir, if trume went in the avir of chutz loretz, so you're not permitted to eat it. But these two gzeiris, which came about before Chulban Habayis, they were never geyser, you should burn trume. But also be'ushe, and later in Ushe they came, gozur agusha lisraif, va'avira kedekoi koi. And in Usha, you're right, Take. In Usha, which was much later, they were geyser, that if the truma touches the afar of Chutz Loretz, you burn it. Va'avira kidekoi koi. And the avir, it's toilet. So that is the maskonas hasugya. Now let's learn over the Gemara again, and we'll try to understand the six cases which they were geyser in Usha. So let us go back. So the Gemara asks, Vakati be'usha gozo. The Gemara asks, how could you say that the Chachomim of Shmoinim Shana were geyser, that you're soirif trume? No, this gzeire originated in Usha after Chulban Abayis. This noun we learned in the Mishnah. Alvov sveika yisoyfen es hatrume. There are six instances which in Yisod they're sveikis. There's a suffix, did it become tummy? Didn't it become tummy? And Chazal were geyser on these six cases, soyfen es hatrume. You are soyref trume. What are the six cases? Al suffix beis hapras. The suffix of beis hapras. Now let us see Rashi. Ba'akati agusha lisroif. This din, that if the truma touches the earth of Chutz Loretz, be'usha gozo, they were geyser and usha. Now we're starting to recognize the six cases. Al sofik beis hapras. Kloima. What does this mean? Al sveikoi shel beis hapras. The sofik of beis hapras. What does beis hapras mean? We will see. We have a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says as follows: Kigoin truma shenichneses lebeis hapras, truma that entered a beis hapras. What is a beis hapras? To who sode sheovad bo kever? This is a sode that I know. It's a tremendous field, and I know that there's one place in the field that there's a kever there. Now, I don't know if the trume that entered this field, did it pass over the kever and it became tomei min ha-toire, or it didn't pass over the kever and it is toir. Hainu sofik, that is sofik beis hapras. The lawyer dinon im hehila ala kever, I don't know if it was mile over the kever im la. So Rav Moshe Zechayna Levroche asks Akasha and Rashi, if this is the case of Sofik Beis HaPras, this is a din of Sofik Tume Bershus HaYochid Sveikai Tomei. The Loche is, if a Sofik was Noilat in a Rishus HaYochid, so, if this thing touched a Dovo Tomei, or was mile over a Dovo Tomei, or was not mile over a Dovo Tomei, so the loch is, it is tomei min ha-toire. So if this is the case, the way Rashi explains the case, so this is a gzeire, alvov sveikis, be'usha gozer, they were gozer an usha, that you burn the tomei. Not gozer, in this case, you know, there wasn't a gzeire in usha. This is tomei min ha-toire. Taisis also disagrees with Rashi and asks a different kasha. But this kasha, Rav Moshe asks. Okay, let us go further. Let us go further in the Gemara. Val sofik ofer habo me'eretz ha'amim. What does Rashi say? Val sveikoi shel ofer eretz ha'amim. Dechol afar eretz ha'amim misafkilon bekever shel meis. The whole ofer of eretz ha'amim, we are misupik, maybe underneath there's a kever of a meis. Now, if we will be medayik the Loshon HaMishneh, and we'll medayik the Loshon of Rashi, we'll see Rashi is missing one word, and in translation, there's a tremendous chilik. Rashi says, Sofik al sveike shel afar eretz ha'amim, the offer of eretz ha'amim, and that's what we were speaking about before, gusha, that's gusha offer, the earth of eretz ha'amim, they were metame. Why? Besafkalom bekever shel meis, there's a suffix to us, maybe there's a kever shel meis underneath this offer. So Mamela, that is the same gzeira which we were speaking about till now, and that is the Gemara's kasha. So how could you say that they were geyser this gzeira 80 years before the churban beusha gozer? Let us look at the Lashon HaMishneh. The Lashon HaMishneh says, Val Sofik Afar, not Eretz HaAmim, the way Rashi says, Val Sofik Ofar Habo Me Eretz HaAmim. That's what it says in the Mishneh. Now what does this mean? Sofik Ofar Habo Me Eretz HaAmim means as follows, that someone took some earth from Eretz HaAmim and he brought it to Eretz Yisrael. Now, what Sofik is there over here? There's no Sofik, there's a Kever. There's no Kever over here, that's for sure. So what is the Sofik? So the Baal Tanure in Mishnayah says that this is a different Sofik in Gansan. This is a Sofik of maybe this is Rekev HaMeis. Maybe in this offer, this part of the mace that disintegrated. So when you're bringing this earth over here, besides the earth, there's some parts of a mace, and that's Rekev HaMeis. So therefore, that's how the Baal Tanura says pshat in this Mishnah. So if they brought this earth into Eretz Yisrael, and Tumah touches it, they were geyser Tumah. Maybe this is Rekev HaMeis. That's what the Baal Tanura says. So Rabbi Kevege asks, so then he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. So this is a new gzeira in Gansan. That means till now, the way Rashi had said, the gzeira of Chutz Loretz is this kvarim there. So maybe, since there were kvarim in Chutz Loretz, exactly where, I don't know, in Eretz HaAmim, but there's kvarim. So they asked, call Eretz HaAmim because of the kvarim. The person brings some earth into Eretz Yisrael, this is not the gzeira of kvarim. This is a new gzeira. Maybe this earth, that means in Eretz HaAmim there were kvarim underneath the earth. I'm not going with an x-ray machine, I don't know if I'm passing over a kever or not. So maybe they were geyser, call Eretz HaAmim. When I bring some dirt, and there's no kever underneath, this is not Yem Gzeira. This is a different Gzeira. Maybe in this earth, there's some disintegrated Chalokim of the Mei. So this is a new Gzeira. So Rabbi Gevegia says, so he doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha. Usha, there was a new Gzeira. That offer Habo Mei Eretz HaAmim. Rashi, according to Rashi's Girsa, there's no problem. So Bekevei Geblayt is by Yitzhorachim. Let us go further. Val Sofik Bigdei Am Ha'oretz. A third Sofik. The Begodim of Am Ha'oretz. Now what's wrong with the Begodim of Am Ha'oretz? Val Sveikei Shal Bigdei Am Ha'oretz. The Kulu Mesafkalon. All his Begodim, there's a Sofik to us. Shema Yoshva Aleihem Ishtoi Nideh. Maybe his wife, when she was a nida, she sat on these begodim. Kedisnan bigdei am haoretz medres leprushim. That the begodim of am haoretz have tumis medres to a porush. That means as follows. Tumis medres is, if let's say there are certain tmeim, a nida, a zova, that if they sit on a beged, so they sit on a beged, the beged becomes an avatumim. And it's Tumas Medres. So, and all the begodim of the Am Ha'oretz, I have a Sofik, maybe Ishtoi Nideh sat on it. So therefore, if Tumah will touch Big Day Am Ha'oretz, so the halacha is that you have to burn the Tumah. Even though this is a Sofik, the Rabbanon said, you have to be Chayish. Val Sofik Kalim Hanim Tzoyim. So the Mishnah says further, you found Kalim. The Lo Yodinon in Tmeyim. I don't know. I find in the middle of the street Kalim. I don't know what they are. Are they Tomei? Are they Toy? So they were Geyser. Val Sofik Horoikin. Or I found some spit on the ground. Sofik Roikin. Kol Roikin, Rashi says, Mesafkelon. The Dilma Dizovninu. We had learned that the roik of a zov, the spit of a zov is an avatume. So memele, so I see some spit on the ground and I touched it, or we're talking tuma touched it. So memele, there were geyser that has a din of roik of a zov misofik in yisayir vesatume. Val sofik mei raglei odom shekineged mei raglei behema. Let us see what this is. Let us see Rashi. Val Sofik Mei Raglei Odom. A person sees on the ground the urine of a person. Ha'chsofek leidomi lahanach delel. So Rashi says, this sofek is, because Rashi had a kasha. Roik of Azov is tome. Me raglayim of Azov is tome. So if Chazal were geyser, when you see mayonnaise, you see liquids that are ejected from the goof, they said it's tome, so why did you have to make this two gzeiris? One gzeire, they were geyser on the spit, another gzeire, they were geyser on the urine. It's one thing. So Rashi says, no, this is a new gzeire, this is a unique gzeire. Why? Ha'chsofik loidomi lahanach delel. Why? Elafilum misafkalon, because here we have a double sofik. Imei ragle yodam hein, imei ragle behem hein. First of all, I don't know where this meraglayim from who it comes from. The ika trei sveike lekula. I hear it two sveikas. The intim tzoloim, maybe it's a behem. So stamazo it's toil. The intim tzoloim da odam, maybe it's a person, shema toil. Maybe he's also not a zof. So I have two sveikas. And sheken neged meiragle behemeh. And this meiraglayim is opposite the meiraglayim of a behemeh. So what's pshat in this? Revusa ashminen. The leiteme midahani de behemeh hani na midabehemeh. So there'd be a nusvore lohokal. That this meiraglayim, I don't know bechlal who it's from. In this raglayim, I do know it's from a behemoth, so I should say that the one I'm a supik is also from a behemoth. So besides the svek sveke, I have a type of a biru of koroif, that since this is a behemoth, so mistama, this is also from a behemoth. So this is a greater chiddush, you also say refesetrum. Al is valvadai magoin. So let's continue with the Mishnah. Alvadai magoin. So if a person or trume touched one of these things, shohu sofik tumosan, all these things are in reality sofik tome. I really don't know if they're tome, but I have tzodim. Maybe it's from Azov and whatever the tzodim of the sofik are. Serfen asatrum. So this is the Mishnah that it says Sofen Asatrume. So here we see that that was the Gemara's kash. Rab Yosi Yomer Af Al Sofik Magoin. Rab Yosi says if a person will have a Sofik if he touched one of these six things, but the Sofik is Noilad Birshus HaYochit. So we have a klal sofik tume b'shus hayochid sveikei tome. If a sofik negias tume, I'm a supik if I touch the dovo tome and it is in a reshus hayochid, so the halacha is serfin. We also burn. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is because this is a tume de rabbonon. The whole thing is a tume that the rabbonon, that originated from the rabbonon. So, aval pikein, he says, al sofa magon b'shus hayochid de serfen, even by this tume. The chachamim said no. B'shus hayochid toilin, b'shus harabim toilin. No, since this whole thing is only, the whole tume is only a tume that the rabbanu were geyser, so if there's a sofik b'chlal if he touched the tume, so b'shus hayochid toilin, so if tume touched it b'shus hayochid, you're not permitted to eat it, but you don't burn it. B'shus harabim toherim. Let's go back to the Gemara's kasha. Ma'ule and Ule said Eilu vav sveikis be'usha iskinu. So it comes out the din serfin and afar eretz ha'amim originated in Usha. So the Gemara answers ala osa inu gozer agusha litlois vavira v'loy klum. Yaisi ben ye'ezen yaisi ish tzreide. They were geyser that if truma touches the offer your toilet. If it passes through the avir of chutz loretz v'loy klup, it is nothing happens with it. V'osu rabbonon de shmeinim shone gozer idi v'idi litlois. The rabbonon of shmeinim shone said that you are toile. V'osu be'ushe gozer agusha lisraif avir kede koi koi. In ushe they were mechadish that you are seiref the trume that touched the gush of Eretz Ha'amin. Let us see Rashi. Vadai magon v'sofik tumoson. When are you soiref yedeya vadai shenoga ben trum? He knows klor that truma touched these things. Avrein yedei meim tmeim im lav kedem aforish bekul. He doesn't really know if these things are tomei. So then it's soifin. Soifin v'hainu agushe. So memele, that's the kasha. In ba'ushe iskinu kamo shonim achachu ben kedem rine b'reish ha'shonig abiyud ma'soiz. No, so Shechina, so there we see when they came to Usha, so Usha was a much later time. So the Gemara answered, Teistis, that Taka, the Din Sreife was Nischadish in Usha. Let us see Teistis. Also inhu gozur agusha lisreif. Because, so Teistis asks, we have here a double problem. We learned Yosi ben Yezer and Yosi Ishtreda were geyser Afer Eretz Amim, and they were geyser that Aklis Chuchis is Mekabel Tumim. The Chachamim Shal Shmoinim Shana were also geyser and Afer Eretz Amim were geyser that Aklis Chuchis is Mekabel Tumim. The Gemara took care of the kasha of Afer Eretz Amim. That was taken care of. But there's a kasha of Aklis Chuchis which the Gemara ignored. The Gemara didn't speak about this kasha. Yosi ben Yezer was geyser that Aklis Chuchis is mekabel tume, and the Chachamim of 80 years before the Chubim were geyser. Why did he took zeiris that Aklis Chuchis is mekabel tume? The kasha, the Miklis Chuchis leitiritz klum. The Gemara never answered about Aklis Chuchis. So because of this kasha, the Ramban was moichik klis chuchis by the chachomim shel shmoinim shone. Because of this kasha. But Taisus had the girse. So mameila, Taisus has a problem. So afilu lafi amaskone. So Taisus says afilu according to the maskone. You also have a problem. Dolek elameima. You can't say. The mikore gozor as chuchis litlois. Maybe you'll say the same teretz. What was the Gemara's first teretz? That Yosi ben Yezer was geyser litlois, and the Chachamim shel Shmoinim Shana were geyser lisreif. So we'll say the same thing, that Yosi ben Yezer was geyser. That if a klis chuchis that became tome touched trume, it's toilen. You're not permitted to burn the trume. The chachomim shel shmeinim shana were geyser, that if a klis chuchis she nitma touches trume, you burn it. So lechere, it could be, we'll say the same teretz. The lack, so Taisus, he can't say. The lack of maybe the mikore gozer as chuchis litlois. Ulevisayv gozer lisrayv kedemaskin and agushe. The same teretz the Gemara said agushe. So Taisus says, daklis chuchis lois seyfen. Because the halacha is, by klis chuchis, you don't burn trume that touches a tome dikir klis chuchis. Kedamrina lekama, the Gemara says further, daf tezayin omed aleph, the ovud rabbonon hekeire, the loy lisref olay trume vekotchim, since the whole tume of a klis chuchis, of a glass keli is a the rabbonon, so vekeir the rabbonon wanted you should know this is only a tume the rabbonon, and you don't burn trume in kotchim that touched it. So you see, klo, you don't burn trume that touched a klis chuchis. So you can't say, that the Chachamim shel Shmoinim Shana were geyser lisreif. You're not saying it. The Yesh Loima, so Taisva says, the Davke betumas gabon oma lekamon dein tzorfem trume vekotshim, the einei tomei ele mishum de medamelohu lekli matres. Avol shal tumis ametamim mitoires kli cheres, Shapir soifim trume vekotchim. To domu legamri lekricheres. So Taisva says, we have to be acquainted with the sugya further on after Zayin Omed Aleph. And later we'll learn part of the sugya on Tezvov Omed Beis. But in order for us to understand the Taisus, we have to have two yediyas. The Rabbonon were geyser that a klis chuchis, a glass keli is mekabel tumim. Mina Torah, it's not mekabel tumah. What was the reason that they were goyzel that it is mekabel tumah? So the Gemara says one svara, because you make a kli schuchis the same way you make a kli cheres. Just like a kli cheres, which is mekabel tumah min ha-Torah, it originates from the earth, it's an earthen keli. So a kli schuchis that comes from a type of sand, so it's similar, the creation of a kli schuchis is similar to the creation of a kli cheres. So they said it has the same halacha of a kli cheres midarabona. And just like a kli cheres is mekabel tumah, is in the same vein, a kli schuchis is also mekabel tumah. Period. Now, we had learned already that a kli cheres has a unique halacha. A kli cheres is only mekabel tumah if the tumah came inside the kli cheres. That means you had, let's say, a pot, and you had a dead sheretz dangling inside the pot, so the kli cheres is mekabel tumah. What if you'll have the sheretz, the dead sheretz will touch the outside of the kli cheres, so the loch is the kli cheres is not tumah. A kli cheres is only mekabel tumah mitoichoi, from the inside. If the tumah touches the outside, the kli cheres is not mekabel tumah. Now, a kli schuchis is a very interesting din. A kli schuchis, if you touch it from the outside, it is also mekabel tumah. So the Gemara asks Akasha, if the whole reason they said that a kli schuchis is mekabel tumah because it is similar to a kli cheres, so the oifen of kabbalas tumah should be the same like a kli cheres, and it should only be mekabel tumah mitoichoi. And we learned later it's mekabel tumah migaboy, that if a sheretz touches the outside, it is also mekabel tumah. But that's the Gemara's kash and after Zayin. So the Gemara answers, a kli cheres has also a similarity to a kli matris. In a different way, it is similar to a kli matris, to a metal keli. And just like a metal keli is mekabel tumah migaboy from the outside, so this is also mekabel tumah migaboy. So it comes out this kli schuchis is in one chelik, it's doime, the creation of a kli schuchis is similar to a kli cheres, so it has tumas kli cheres. But in another way, after the keli is made, it has a similarity, that we'll see in Dafta Zayin, to a kli matris, so it is also mekabel tumah like a kli matris. So Memela Sotaisis wants to say as follows. Now let's go over the Taisis. V'yeshloima. The davke b'tumas gabon. By tumas gabon, that means, if it was mekabel tumah by a sheretz touch from the outside, there omar lekamon dein tzoifem tumah v'kotshim. There the Gemara said that if tumah will touch it, you will not be soir of the tumah. The einay tomei elamishim de medamelu lekli matris, because there the whole kabbalah's tumah is because it has a similarity to a kli matris. Avol shar tumeis hametamim mitoyres kli cheres. But what if it was mekabel tumah with an oifen that a kli cheres is mekabel tumah? That means, let's say the sheretz was dangling in the avir of the kli cheres. So then, shapir soyfim truma v'kotchim. Then you are soyfim truma v'kotchim. Do domu legamri likli cheres. That means, Taisus wants to say the similarity to a kli cheres is much greater than the similarity to a kli matris. And the lomdus we'll see later. So therefore, so if it was mekabel tumah like a kli cheres is mekabel tumah, so that is called a tumah gemure, and if truma will touch this keli, you'll burn the truma. But if it was mekabel tumah migaboy, which is, even though it's theoretically not so similar to a kli matris, so this tumah is a weaker tumah, and if tumah will touch the kli schuchis, you will not burn the tumah. So memeile so Tosfos Baruch Hashem answered the kasha. So the kasha was, why do you need two gzeiris on kli schuchis? So Tosfos said, the first gzeira of Yosef ben Yehuda was that toilin. If truma touches a tomei kli cheres, you'll only be toiled the truma, you won't burn it. And the second gzeira of the Chachamim Shmuel Shel Shmeinim Shana was that seilfim. Later you'll see that you have to split the hair and say there's a difference between if it was mekabel tuma migaboy and mekabel tuma mitoichai. So memela, so it's no problem. Ulesvorim de garsi hoche. According to the svorim, there was, now Tosis brings, we don't have this girs at all, but there was such a girs in the Gemara, that the Gemara asked the kasha, why were there two gzeiris? And the Gemara answers as follows, Elamikore gozor v'lei kiblu minayu. So the Gemara answers that when Yosi ben Yezer was gozor, they weren't mekabel. V'also rabbonim d'shmeinim shana v'gozor v'kiblu minayu. It's a different girsa. And then they were mekabel, the same type of a teretz we had before with Shammai and Hillel, and the Talmidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Lemaimre de chod gzeira voilis, Reuven and the Gemara Slater was the first gzeira and sreif of Oma Ilfe. Osi shape de klis chuchis nami bishinuye kamo teretz. So ibezoi, so then we have here a good teretz already. He says there were two gzeiras on a klis chuchis. The first gzeira was that a klis chuchis is tomei, but they weren't mekabel it. So they needed the second time to be gozer, and that time they were mekabel. Ba'avira litlois. The Gemara says that the Chachomim shel shmoinim shana were gozer, that if it passes through the avir of Eretz Ha'amim, you're toile tema. So Taisus asked, this nan b'meseches aholois. We learned in Mesachas Eholis, Eilu mitamim b'maga u'b'masa v'loi ba'oil. These inyonim are mitame if a truma touches it, or b'masa, if it was over a truma, that means truma was carrying it, or someone carried it, it's not chilek abi truma, v'loi ba'oil. But this is not tamei ba'oil. That means if you have these in Yonim, under the same oil with a dover toher, so in the same room, let's say both of them are covered by one covering, so they are not metame ba'oil. And the Mishnah explains two cases. Ere etzem kisa'ira, a bone of a mace, that's the size of a barley. So the halacha is the bone of a mace that's the size of a barley. If a person touches it, he becomes tamei. If he's carrying it, he becomes tamei. But if he's in the same room together with this bone, he's not tamei. Etzem kisayre is not metame ba'oyo. That's one thing. That's not the geos. The eretz ha'amim. In another case is eretz ha'amim. So it says klar in the Mishnah that eretz ha'amim is not metame Ba'oyel, and here our Gemara says that the Rabbonon shel Shmeinim Shana were geyser ha'avira. If something went through Eretz Ha'amim, and it was mile on Eretz Ha'amim, the way Rashi says, so that then it's a mekabel tumah. So how does this stem with the Mishnah in Eholos? V'yesh loyma, so Tosfos answers on this three terutzim. Peretz number one. The Hosam Mairi, the Mishnah in Eholos is speaking about a different case. Kigoin shehevi a'ofol me'eretz ha'amim le'eretz Yisrael. That what it says, eretz ha'amim means that he took the earth from eretz ha'amim and he brought it into eretz Yisrael. So what could be the shaila? So the Mishnah Melech explains Tosfos Teretz that the whole reason they were geyser and avira and the avir. If something passes through the avir of Eretz Amim, because maybe there's a kever underneath, and the kever is metame be'oyel. So the male, if someone is mile, or someone is passing over a kever, automatically he becomes tame. That is dafke if it's passing over in Eretz Amim, because they were kvarim buried in the earth. But if a person brings some earth from Eretz Amim to Eretz Yisrael, so there's no kever over here. The best thing that could be is either, as we mentioned, it could be rekev, or it could be a etzem, the samatzomis, and that's the best thing that could be. So that is not metame ba'oyil. So memela, that is pshat in the Mishnah. The hosom mairi ki goin shehevi ofo mi eretz ha'amim l'eretz Yisrael. So there it is only mitame b'mage, and it is not mitame, b'oyo. Inami, a second teretz. But that Mishneh is k'Rab Shimon. It's going according to Rab Shimon ben Yochai. The Omar Rab Shimon ben Yochai holds kivrei akum ein mitamin b'oyo. He holds that a kever of a goy is not mitame, if a person is the same oyel, the same reshus, under the same covering with a goy, and he's in the same, a dead goy, and he's in the same oihel, so the halacha is, he's not mekabel tume. So memele, the loy hechmiru be'eretz ha'amim yoyser mikivreyem. Eretz ha'amim isn't more chomo than a kever alone of a goy. So Taisus is answering as follows. That what our Gemara says, avira gozru, this is going according to the chachomim. That the chomim hold that a goy is metame ba'oihel. So memele there were goyzer and avir chutz loretz also. The Mishnah Neholos is going according to Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon holds that a goy is not metame ba'oihel, so hu adin, Eretz Amim is not metame ba'oihel. That's teretz number two. Teretz number three. Voi teretz dahi Mishneh nishnes koidem gzeira shegozru al avira. This Mishneh was learned, this Mishneh originates from the gzeira of Yosi ben Yehezer. And we just said, Yosi ben Yehezer, they were gozer agusha, v'loi gozru al avira. So the Mishneh, the Mishneh nishnes koidem gzeira shegozru al avira, el al gusha bevat. So memele, so it's no problem. V'chein mashme. And for Narsugya, it would seem like that. Midekomar, when we started off, when we explained what Yosi ben Yehezer was gozer, so we said as follows, al gusha litlois, that if it touched the earth of Eretz Ha'amim, you're toile, v'al avira v'loi klum. But on the avid, they were never gozer. So the Gemara, so Taisi says, v'amai komar v'al avira v'loi klum. Well, how did the Gemara know that they weren't gozer anything on avid? Leima dimikore gozru al tavayu. They were gozer on both, litlois. Ola besoif, gozru al gusha lisroi, v'al avira k'dikoi koi. Why did the Gemara say that the first gzeira they never were gozer on the avir? Ela mishum demuchach mimas nisin deyoy holois, because I have a Mishnah that says klo, that avir is toil. Dimetchilek she gozru al gusha, le gozru al avira. So memele, so that's Taisvis third teretz, that the Mishnah in Eiholois is speaking according to the gzeira of Yosi ben Yehezer, and when this, they were gozer this gzeira, they were not gozer al avir eretz ha'amim. Now this is a new kasha. The Gemara in Nozer asks a shayla. Eretz ha'amim, a shayla in the Gemara. Eretz ha'amim mishum avira gozru aleho. Oy mishum gusha gozru aleho. Were they gozer on the avir, or the only gozer on the gush? Now, that's a very modern Gemara. We have here a whole sugya that they zicha were gozer on the avir. And the Gemara in Nozir, we have Tanoim that there were gozer on the Avir. And the Gemara in Nozir, Amayroim, Klera, Shaila, were they gozer on the Gush or were they gozer on the Avir? So Taisa says, no, that Gemara is a different Gemara in Ganzer. Alohosam hochi perushay. Mishum avira, mamish gozru aleo, shlo yikones ba'avir eretz ha'amim. Bishum inyan, afil wal yidei sheida teva migdol, oi mishum gush ashu mail ala gush, avokshayna mail ala gush, goyna yidei sheida teva migdol toher. So Taisva says the Gemara in Noze is clearing what is pshat in this gzeira of Avira. Do we say the gzeira of Avira is that if someone enters Eretz Ha'amim and he's mahil over Eretz Ha'amim, that's how Rashi said pshat ma'aviro, that he enters Eretz Ha'amim and he's walking over or he's in a wagon that's porutz, that there's an opening from the bottom, and he's passing over Eretz Ha'amim, he's mahil over Eretz Ha'amim, is that's the tumas avir? But what will be if he'll be in a wagon that is completely closed? So then he's not mahil over Eretz Ha'amim, because there's an oyel mafsik. He's in a different reshus. If a person is in a wagon, let's say there's a kever on the ground, and a person is sitting in a wagon, and the wagon is going over the ground, so he is toyer, because he is not mahil over the kever. There's an oyel that's mafsik. This is a hefsik, a chetzitze, between the tumeh and the kever. So the din is that al tumis oil, he has to be directly over the ground. If there's an oil mafsik, he's not tome. The Gemara Nozer clearing a shaila, maybe the din avir eretz ha'amim is not because he's mahil over the ground. Chazal put a new tuma on the avir. The avir of eretz ha'amim is tome. So when he enters the avir, even though he's not mahil over the kalka of eretz ha'amim, but he's coming in contact with the avir of eretz ha'amim, and the avir of eretz ha'amim alone is metame. That is the shaila of the gemara. So this is for kerti gemara in nozir is a step after our gemara. What is pshatn tumes avir? Is tumes avir tumes oihel, or it is a new tumen? Al shisha sveikais surfin. We learned in the Mishnah in Usha they were geyser and shisha sveikis. Oy mari, da filu ika sveikis yoiser she surfin at tumalein. There are other sveikis which were also seiref tumen. Kigoin schachais. Now let us know what is if you have a branch of a tree that is mahil over a person and over a mace. That means you have a thick branch, and the thickness of the branch is, the diameter of the branch is a tefach, and the branch is going over a mace. There's a kever over here, and there's a person walking underneath the branch, the same branch, and there's a tefach. So that person is tamei min ha-teire, because he's under the same oihel together with a mace. In a peseach tefach, the width of a tefach is mevi esatumeh, so branches are mevi esatumeh. That is only if the branch has the thickness of a tefach. What if you have thin branches coming out, and you have, let's say like this, this is the thickness of a tefach, and you have here five branches coming out of the tree. So mina teire, and you have over here, you have a mace, and over here you have a person walking underneath the branches. So mina teire, the person is toher, because there is no oihel tefach, there's no tefach. These cracks in between, and we don't say lovod lahachmer, so these cracks in between make, here you have a fourth of a tefach, here a fourth of a tefach, you do not have an oil tefach. The Rabbonon were geyser and schochais, there's certain tznoim which we don't have to go into now, and they said that if a person goes under branches or perois or things which are jutting out of a kaisel, which is also not a oihel min ha-teire, so it's also seifen es ha-trume. So Taisvis is asking Akashe, so the Mishnah says, al shisha sveike seifen es ha-trume. Oy meri, da fila ike sveike yaisishe seifen es ha-trume aleim. Gegoin schachais of rois ach yaitze beilu, hochi lechoshe ve lahanu de tiknu bi u-ushe. He says, our Gemara is only speaking about the gzeiris which were niskan in Usha. Al sofik beis apras. So if we remember, Rashi said that sofik beis apras means this was a field that we know klal there was a kever in, there is a kever in the field, and I don't know exactly where the kever is. Beis does not want to learn like that. Nirelari de mairi besode shenechash bo kever. It is speaking about that there was a kever, and when they were plowing the field, it seems they dug up the kever, and most of the kever, whatever was dug up, was taken away, but we're afraid could be in the plowing process, there are some bones still scattered around the field. Besode shenechash bo kever. the toher midereis. So the whole thing is a chash. Maybe when I'll be walking, I'll step over a bone or push a bone. So mina toira de toir. Who says there's a bone here? Who says bechlau there's a bone? And then who says I'll step over the bone? So the toir midereis bleicheshinon leetzem kisoira mina toira. If I don't see a bone, I don't have to be chayish that there's a bone over here. Bleihavi elam midarabonon. So this is only a tumah darabon. Avul sode sheovad bokever. But the base apras that Rashi mentions, that there was a sode, that there is in this sode a kever, havas veke de reise. This base apras is tome minatere, ke de mucher b'mayit kotten. So Moshe yeso Taisha should have asked his kashas. Why does it say they were goyze? Taisha doesn't ask his kashas. Taisha asks a different kashas. Vim kein lachachomim, Amai Komri, we heard over here that what if it's a Sofik? Sofik Magom, so the Chachamim said it's Toilin. So Taisus says, when came the Chachamim, I Komri, I've Sofik Magom, which is a Yochit Toilin. Vosnan, Vov the Peirik, Vov the Taris, Chol Sveika is, which is a Yochit Tomi. If this is a Daraisa de Ketume, so how could you say Sofik is Toilin? A Daraisa de Ketume is Tomei, so you should be Serfit. Bal big day am haoretz, the gozu aleihem shiyu kizovim lechol divrei. He again Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Rashi said that the begodim atomei because maybe his wife who was a nida sat on them. Taisus does not learn like that. Taisus learns the begodim atomei because of the am haoretz alone. The gozu aleihem chazal wa goizer shiyu kizovim lechol divrei. But an am haoretz midarabonan is a din of azov. And we find that filu roik shaloi tomei. If Amoretz will spit, his spit is tomei. The Oma beperik basra de chagige, the Gemara in chagige says, gzeira mishum tzinoira da Amoretz, where guys maybe an Amoretz will spit on him. So we see that they gave him a din of azov. So Taisi says, of course, but not, that filu tomei meis roik shaloi ene tomei. What if an Amoretz spits? Until he touched the mace, his reik, his spit is not tummy. So al-kochach, you see from here that they gave the zov, they gave anama oretz adin zov midrabonam. Elo shasu ki zov. He has every anama oretz has adin like a zov. His mage is tummy like a zov. His reik is tummy like a zov. But there are two halachas which apply by a zov and do not apply by anama oretz. Levad me heset umedres. Heset means if a dama oretz, the marshal of heset is a seesaw. That means if you'll have a seesaw and you have a, let's say you had a board, and on this side of the board was a keli, on this side of the board was a zov. The zov pushes this side of the board, the right side of the board. And because of his pushing, he elevates the left side of the board. So it means he elevated the keli. So that is called tumas hesed. And even though he didn't touch it, he didn't carry it. Vosevilt. That's called tumas hesed. He made the keli move. So there's a din tumas hesed that applies by azov. So this tumas hesed umedres is also tumas medres. Tumas medres is if a zov is lying or sitting on a bed, so the whole bed is tomei tumas medres, and it gets a din of an ava tumei, even though he didn't touch it, the bed is tomei. Shalei gozru olav. These two halachas which apply by a zov do not apply by namoretz. Kedisnan b'meseches tarix. And that from this Mishnah we'll see the headaches that they had when they were Nizer and Tumah V'Tare. The Ktani Hosam, Beganovim Shenichnesu Lebayis. Ganovim came into the Bayis. So by us, the only problem when a Ganov comes in is the things what he took. The things that are left is no problem. Bizman and Mishnah, there was a greater problem, the things that were left. Now, is this Tomei? Is this Toya? Was Tutzer? So the Mishnah says, Ein tomei elamokim raglei haganovim, where I know they entered. Umahin metamin, oichlin umashkin. אוכלן ומשכן דרו מטעמי. אבל כלי חרס המוקף צומת פוסל, הכלי חרס that was sealed, הכלי חרס could only be מקבל תומה if they would stick the finger in. But if the כלי חרס is sealed, so that's toil. So the halach is, azov is metame a kli cheres behesed. If azov moved it, so the kli cheres should also become tummy. So we see these ganovim are not metame a kli cheres. Umishkaveis umayshaveis toyer, and also the beds and the seats are toyer, they're not toyer mitumas medras. Vim yesh imoem nochi ay isha, but if I can find out when these ganovim came in, there was a isha or a nochi, Hakol tome, because an isha evachshash is taka nide, and then it's taka betamei behesed u bemedres, and anochi also has a din zov lechol dvor. Al koponim, so you see klar that adam ha'oretz, even though Taisis brought a rai, he has a din zov legabi roik, nu a din legabi maga, but legabi medres and hesed, he doesn't have a din zo. Panazikinami mashmenami yochi de poruch, leicho shemo tisitem ishtai nida. Maybe his wife, the nida, moved it to mes hesed. Mashmeduhu eini mitame behesed. Valsofik roikinami de koma de chayshinon, shemesh shalam oretzain, sheroike tomi, heineke de frishes. Maybe it's an Amma Oretz that Roiket, not maybe it's a Zov, maybe it's an Amma Oretz. V'loike Perish, Akuntrish, the Perish, the Beged Amma Oretz, Tomi, the Chayshin, and Shem, Yoshua, all of Ishtai, Nide. No, the Amma Oretz alone is Metame, the Begodim, because Nosnu Loi, Din Zov. V'al Sofik, Meiragloi, Odom, Shekeneged, Meiragloi, Behemen. Perish, Akuntrish, the svek sveiku that the chiddush of meiraglayim is, it's a double sofik. The koshe the beperik neiskusim tnan dein soif naleim tume vineisha tumosam besofik. And the certain cases which you don't burn tume because it's a sofik. The raminus of the gemara sakash halvov sveike soifin umeshani. So the gemara answers the hosam mayri dike svek sveike. There that it says you don't burn trume, there is a svek sveike. Umishimochi ain't surfing. And here that you are soirif because here there's not a svek sveike. Ulepeire shakuntri shal sofik meirag loyodem surfing. Avol gav dav a svek sveike. According to Rashi, in this Mishnah we're also soirif even though there's a svek sveike. Who says bachlal? It's from a odom. Maybe it's from a behemoth. I feel it's from a odom. Maybe it's not a zot. The Nirulari, the Noket Meragli Beheime, not because it's a Svek Seke. Mishum Dech Shehein Ze Eitzel Ze Ein Nekoris Tvei Shehein Shel Odom. Fakir. If you have Meragli Beheime next to Meraglayim of an Odom, then you can differentiate that this is Meraglayim of an Odom. So Leke Ela Sofik Echot. So Taisis learns here, there's also one Sofik. Zog the Gemara weiter. Klis Chuchis, now, there was a gzeire that kli schuchis is mekabel tume. My time gozu bu rabbonon tume. Why were the rabbonon gozer tume ana kli schuchis? A kli schuchis, a glass keili, is not mekabel tume. Omer Rabbi Yoichen in Omer Reish Lokish, hoyu letchilas b'riyoson min achoyul, since when you make a glass keili, you make it from sand, so this is similar to the oifen, how you make a kli cheres, shavino rabbonon ki kli cheres. That means since in the structure of the keli, in the creation of the keli, it is similar to the creation of a kli cheres, so mida rabbonon, it has halachis of a kli cheres, and it is mekabel tume mida rabbonon like a kli cheres. Elo meyata, so the Gemara asks, oh, if that's the whole reason why it is mekabel tume, because it has it is similar to a kli cheres, like the heila hen tara b'mikveh. So a mikveh shouldn't help. Because just like one cannot toivel a kli cheres, you have to be consistent. If the whole din kabbalah stuma is because it is similar to a kli cheres, so then tvila b'mikveh shouldn't help, because tvila b'mikveh does not help by a kli cheres. And who says tvila does help by a kli schuchis? Allah masnam. We learned in the Mishnah in Mikvois, the Mishnah says as follows. Ve'elu chaitzitzim bekeilim. These things are a chatzitze by a klis chuchis. That means as follows. The halacha is when one is toivel a keili in a mikveh, you have to have direct, the water has to come, the water of the mikveh has to come into direct contact with the keli. What if you have something stuck to the keli, and the person who owns the keli is makpid that this thing is there, he doesn't really want it there, so then this thing that is stuck to the keli is ma'akiv the tefillah. So the tefillah is no good because the water did not come to, did not come to all the chalokim, all the parts of the keli. What if you have something that is attached to the keli and he is not makpid? It doesn't bother him. So then he becomes bottled to the keli. So it's considered like a shtik keli. So therefore it is considered like the water came to all the parts of the keli. So it's, now the Mishnah is speaking about a klis chuchis. Ve'elu chaitzitzim bekelim. A klis chuchis, a glass keli. So Rashi explains, if you have some mud on it, he's not makbid, because that gets off very easily. So what is chaitzitz by a klis chuchis? Hazefes, he has tar, v'hamoyer, this is also a gooey substance, beklis chuchis. So al kaponim you see, that you toivel a klis chuchis. Now, if the whole reason of Kabbalah's tumah of a klis chuchis is because it has similarities to a klis chuchis, so why should tefillah help? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Ve'elu chaitzitzin l'gabi tefillah hazefes v'hamir gasinan." The klis chuchis shehein chalokim. These are smooth kelim. Then other makbid al tit v'davaracha hanidvak ben. A person isn't makbid if you have other things which are attached to them, some mud, lefisha naifo me'elov, so this really isn't strongly attached, so he's not makbid that it is there, so it is not considered a chetzitze. Fahani, but zephis and moir, which are sticky substances, who the medavki tuve, this is very sticky, the kopid alayu, and he's makbid it should be there, is only chaitzitz if you are makbid that this thing is there. So we have a meiridike kasha. So if the whole Kabbalah's tumah is because it's similar to a kli cheres, the tefillah doesn't help. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, hoche b'mayaskinen, we are speaking about a unique case where a klis chuchis is mekabel tumah. What is the case? Kigoin shenikvoy. Let us see Rashi. V'toaroi miteiras kli cheres. First, this klis chuchis got a hole. So the minute it got a hole, so if the hole din tumah is because this is similar to a kli cheres, so memele. So this klis chuchis, if it got a hole in it, so just like a kli cheres, if it gets a hole, it's toil. So the klis chuchis will also be toil. Shviros, the kli cheres, because the aloch is shvirosi mitarosi. When the keli gets broken or unusable, so it becomes toil. So the klis chuchis also becomes toil. Fine. What happened afterwards? V'hitif l'soichai eivah. And then he wanted to patch up the hole. So he put aver, he put some lead inside. He melted lead and he put it inside and that patched up the hole. The choshiv lay, so Rashi says, kichli matches. Now it is considered a kli matches. The chol kabolas tumosoi, mishum aver hamamidoi. The only reason this keli is now mekabel tume is mishum aver hamamidoi because of this matches. Hilker islay tara b'mikveh. So therefore it has tara b'mikveh. So this is the svare of Rab Meir. So let's go back to the Gemara. Ochi b'maya skinen ki goin shen nikvoi v'hitif l'soichon eiva. He melted lead and he patched up the hole. But Rab Meir he the omar hakel hoylech acher hamaymit. And Rab Meir holds that if you have a different substance, you have a metal substance, and this whole thing became a keli now because of this metal. Without the metal, the keli is unusable. And the whole keli is now became a keli because of the metal. So the keli has a loch and now of a kli matris. The sanya, kli schuchi shenikvoi, vihitif l'soichon eiva, you put lead in it. Omer Rav Shimon Megamliel, Rameyer Metame. Rameyer is Metame. Chachomim Metarem. And the Chachomim are Metayer. So Memele, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that this Mishnah that says that there's a din chatzitze by a klis chuchis is going according to Rameyer, that Rameyer holds that since the maimed is a kli matris, so the whole keli is a din of a kli matris. So since the whole Kabbalah's tume is, it's only mikabel tume because of the shame kli matris sheboy, because it's a kli matris, so therefore a mikveh will help, because a mikveh helps out the kli matris. V'chachomim mitarem. Now let us see what Rashi says. Metame v'loyem rinin botolei miteres keili kishakli cheres anishbo. We don't say that it's botol miteres keili kishakli cheres anishbo. The kesova holech acha maimet. The teres klimatches olof. And here is a teres klimatches. Now we don't have time to learn Tosfos, but let me just tell you pshat in Rashi, which is not mevuor in our Rashi. But Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes says Pshat in Rameya. There's a tremendous problem over here. Rameya Metame, fine. Rameya Metame, and the Gemara says it's a lomdis because it's a din of a kli matres, and therefore it's toyer. V'chachomim metare. The Chachomim say it's toyer. So the shaila is, why should the Chachomim say it's toyer? You don't say hakol hoylech achar hamaimet. So it's not a kli matres. So it should be a klis chuchis. So it's weiter. So Rameir is a lomdis. If the matris made it for a keli, he says it didn't have a kli matris. The chomim old, it's a klis chuchis with a patch. So good. So it's a klis chuchis. So what's that metarim? So let it be weiter a klis chuchis. The patch should help. That's a problem. And Tosfos has a lot of problems with this. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, explains this Mishnah as follows. And we'll see Rashi was meramez it by us, but without looking in Rashi, in Rosh Hashanah, we'd never know what Rashi really means. We're going to learn tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, there's a din by Kli Matris of Tuma Yeshona. What's the halach of Tuma Yeshona? Tuma Yeshona is as follows. You have a Kli Matris, you have a metal keli, and you melt the keli, and it became Tomei. So it's Tomei, finished. Now you go and melt the keli. So it's ace keli. So it's toya. There's no keli. Then you go and put back together, you make a new keli. So minatayre, this new keli is not tome. This is aponim chadosh, is that the old keli is past history. This is a new keli and it's toya. The Rabbonon said that a clean matris that was once tome, if you put it back together again, it will become again tome. The old tumah returns. That's a halacha by kli matris. We're going to learn tomorrow by kli schuches. There's no such halacha. If you had a kli schuches, which was tummy, and you melt it and you put it back together, it will not become tummy. So these two halachas we have to know. So Rashi learns in Rosh Hashanah, the machlekes Rameya and the Chachamim is as follows. If you put now the AA, you put metal in it, and you patched up the keli. So does it now get a din of a kli matris, and it will now be mekabel tumenat, if you, a sheretz will touch, we're not speaking about that. Now it has a din of a kli matris, and the halacha by kli matris is, a tomei dike kli matris, that was put back together again, is chayzer letumasa yishon. In London, it's very schwer to understand, because it was mekabel tumen when it was glass. And the metal is came later. So we passed the Tume Yishona. That's a kasha that Tosfos asks in Rosh Hashanah and Rashi. But Rashi says this pshat. So Kli Matris means, so Rab Meir says, if it's Tomei, why is it Tomei? The only reason it's Tomei, because now there's a shame Kli Matris, and by Kli Matris, the Allah is Tachayzel Tumosei Yishona. It becomes now Tomei because there's a shame Kli Matris. So therefore, you need Tare. Yet Tvila helps in there, but so the whole Tum is als Kli Matris, so Tvila will help. So it's very good, the Chachomim mitarem, because the Chachomim say, why should it now be Tomei? It doesn't have a din of a Kli Matris.
you'll take a sheretz and touch it, as he'll become tamei. Who disagrees with that? But we're speaking about that a sheretz never touched it. No, the shaylas, you only want to be metamid because now it is a shame klimatris, and by klimatris we have a loche klimatris and nitmo, and you put it back together, it's chazal to mosa yishono. So Rameyer holds that's what happens. Hakalei lechacha amaymit. And the Chachamim hold that it doesn't get a din now of a din of a klimatris. So therefore it is toil. That is why Harashi was miyashiv why it is toil. And Taisus has a lot of problems why it's toil. And if we'll see the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says over here, the Choshvaki klimatris, the kol kabolas tumosei mishum eiver hamamide. The whole reason it's mekabol tum is because of the eiver. Rashi doesn't seem to say that it touched now tum. Now it is tumme because of the eiver. So Rashi holds that it is now mekabol tum without an egiya betume. So the whole tum is as the din of tum yishone, and the whole din of tum yishone applies only by klimatris.